lights ticking about 9 inches long. Sell it fast to Hog Chewies, corn candy man. Hog candy man. Now you and the candy man looking mighty thick. You must be stuck on the candy maze.
Alright, you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world, more than radio, your community radio, KOPN 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web, KOPN.org. My name is Mike Hagan. It is just about 9 o'clock on another hot Friday morning, Friday the 13th, as it were, on, I guess July 2018, the 13th of July, Friday the 13th. And welcome to the program. You are listening to Open Mic Radio. And this is sort of a weekly program where we get together with musicians from around the area and talk and listen to live music and kind of just do our thing. Every Friday, 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock, that's what you get. You'll get it again this morning. And in the background there, you'll hear some music by a band called The Daves. They are my guests this morning, and we'll have them in the studio here in just a little bit. Before that, I want to say thank you to my guests last week. Big thanks to Joel Heron, doing some great stuff around town, and hope to have him back with some updates on who knows what. We'll get chat, and we'll get Joel back here just to say hi, all right? And it is Open Mic Radio, so you know the doors are open, and clearly they are because Dave Durnley just walked in. And Tony Lotvin just walked in. Pardon me, Dave Lotvin. I see Dave Angle back there as well. So as I mentioned, the Dave's with us this morning. For the next hour or so, we'll be talking, and those guys are going to play some music for y'all. And I'm looking forward to it. Once again, thanks to Joel Heron for being here last week. That was fun. So the Dave's are a local regional group, and originally consisted of I guess Dave Durnley, Dave Angle, of course, the two sort of founding members, and along the way they've had all kinds of different sort of combinations of local men and women that have played along with them. And we have Tony Lotvin, who is another fantastic local musician, plays the saxophone. I'm sure many people are familiar with Tony. At any rate, he is with the band these days, and certainly playing with them this morning. And I am going to turn a couple let me get some microphones on here. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right.
Thanks for having us, Mike, again.
Thank you for being here, David. And welcome to the program. Thanks for coming.
Thank
you. What's going on? That's 9 o'clock in the morning. You know, we people are getting used to being up and listening to this, though. So,
especially after a long and hearty scrapper show last night.
Yeah, I'm a little scrapper, bit behind the power curve.
A scrapper in the house. We've got our release party tonight at Logboat. We're going to start with Bart Bean around 7:30. I think we'll play probably around 8:30. So we wanted to keep it outside, so we pushed the start time back a little bit, and it'll be a pleasant summer night.
When is it? What time did you say we're starting?
About 7:30 for Bart Bean, and about 8:30 for the Daves. We'll have plenty of copies of our album that you and others here have been very nice to play and give some exposure to. It's 180-gram vinyl release of classic Delta blues tunes, plus one Blaze Foley.
Yeah, and that's what you've been hearing on in the background for the last 5 minutes or so. A couple of tracks.
Oh, it's at Logboat. I didn't say that.
Yeah,
at Logboat.
Okay, so Logboat tonight, 7:30. Bart Bean will get things started, and then the Daves about an hour after that. You know, the Scrapper show last night. I don't know. You guys started pretty early, about 7 o'clock. And
yeah, we started at 7.
Yeah, but it was it wasn't that unpleasant out there. We had a great time. It was a great program, and a great show. And you guys had another great performance.
Thank you.
The Scrappers are quite a treat.
Oh man, and I heard a bunch of new stuff that I had not heard. Certainly, that's not on the record that you produced.
I think most of the stuff we played last night was new.
Yeah, I heard. I think the song about the Midwest, and I missed a couple at the beginning, but I think the one, which is one of my favorites, by the way, but Song About the Midwest was the only one that I heard from the previous record that while I was there, at least.
Don't let the sun chase you out of Cullman. Yeah, because at that time it's low enough in the sky, and the breeze will be kicking, and it'll be a pleasant summer night.
Yeah, I think so too. And there's also going to be great music, and plenty of things to keep you cool, right?
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay.
Of whatever variety that you choose.
All right. Well, hey, I've already sort of dragged Durnley through this dirt because he was here once by himself, and I asked him a bunch of sort of personal questions and stuff. But I've never done it with either of you, kind of sort of a proper background interview type of thing.
I've got to go.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So he'll pull some lawyer speak on me or something pretty soon.
But I don't believe I have to answer that.
But I do quickly want to ask Dave, you first, and then Dave. Got to clarify first. Anybody who plays with the Daves, we call them Dave, okay? For the listeners out there, if you're not familiar, there are many different guys that play with the band. Sometimes John Randall from the Hootenhollers, sometimes Andy, sometimes
Dave Randall,
Paul Weber.
Dave.
Right, and we refer to them as Dave when they are with the band. So Tony Lotvin is with us and is a member of the band. However, he will be referred to as Dave as well. So, all right, so Dave Angle, background. Did you grow up in Missouri? Are you from around
here? I grew up in St. Louis, and I am always thankful for that because it gave me exposure to this music. And the main source of that exposure is a great musician and great person whose name is Leroy Pearson. And he still plays every Friday at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups in St. Louis.
Cool.
It's a great little club. Well, it's not that little. It's a great club down in the south downtown area. And Leroy took me sort of under his wing, and he is someone who knew and played music with Fred McDowell and knew John Hurt. In fact, Leroy has a couple of Fred's guitars. When Fred passed, he gave them to Leroy.
Wow.
It was just, you know, one of those classic, or what I think of as classic blues situations where you befriend someone who probably is older than you, and you kind of learn through that, you know, just talking about music and showing you music and listening to music. And, you know, to me, that's something that I was fortunate enough to experience and only would have happened in St. Louis.
Had you always wanted to play the guitar?
I think like a lot of kids, I took it up and had an electric guitar and rocked out in the basement and stuff like that when I was a youngster,
right.
You know, and messed around with bands here and there. But it was really when I met Leroy that I started to develop an interest in performing.
Okay. All right. And then how'd you get here to Columbia? Did you go to Mizzou?
School and then job.
Okay.
Yeah, day job.
All right, good enough. Tony, how about you? I mean, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, Dave Lotvin, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. What's your background story a little bit?
Grew up in Springfield, Missouri.
All right.
And as soon as I got out of high school, I left. And came up here, went to school, met a bunch of local musicians along the way, and classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to the dark side after I came up here.
And the devil's music.
Some of the first people I met, and you know, community musicians. The first one was probably Lyle Harris, who was a very well-respected jazz guitar player, mentored a lot of people who still even play around here.
Mm-hmm.
Lyle was instrumental in, so to speak. In the jazz nights at Murray's, he played every Thursday.
Yeah, what a great thing that's been going on for so many years.
And then
I should get Tom down here, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom then, Andy's about the mid '70s, I befriended fell into the local tribe around Jerome Wheeler.
Good for you.
At the same time, met Glenn Ward, Bummer the Drummer, and ended up going on the road for a long time and met a lot of my friends I still play with.
And that was with the street band, right?
Yeah, street band was originally the Booty Ensemble, 70s band. And then when we pared down...
That sounds pretty
70s. Yeah, I know. Well, it was 70s. And then we pared down and went to Kansas City and lived around... Say we lived in Kansas City. We really traveled most of the time, but became a five-piece, and went, the name changed to the Kansas City Street Band at the time.
Have you always been a saxophonist?
No, I actually grew up playing flute and classically trained, considered a semi-prodigy at the time, even though I didn't follow. When I came up here, I actually was recruited to for the music school.
Or the symphony or something. Even,
but
I mean.
Did not get a music degree, went kind of a different direction, but they still put me in the Missouri Symphony as a freshman.
Incredible.
And then, but I really wanted to, you know, get exposed to a lot of other kinds of music and went into R&B and blues. And really what happened was I was asked to sit in playing flute on various songs with various bands in the 70s around here, and then people heard me, and Glenn heard me, and of course I had associated with him somewhat with Jerome at the time and the plays, and Glenn said, I'm going to put an R&B band together, and a couple horns, and cool. I want you to play, but you got to play saxophone. And I said, okay. So I went out pawn shop and got myself a saxophone
and just learned how to
taught myself how to play.
I'll be darned. Incredible.
Huh? I think that promotes you to full prodigy status instead of semi-prodigy.
How did you
he doing hanging around with us?
I was going to say.
That's what I was asking.
I told you I went to the dark side a long time ago. Now it's comfortable.
How did the three of you get hooked up? I know the story between these two, but how did Tony get involved?
Well, I met Dave, and got involved with Dave Durnley with Deborah Harden. Met Dave at the same time.
And used to do a program here.
And we did...
3 years.
We did the Love Matters CD project together.
Great.
And came really, really close, and then met Dave Engel through Dave Durnley. I don't remember at what point... Oh, I know what it was. It was almost... We talked about it the other day. It was basically a couple of years ago. They were playing Flat Branch for the Blues in the Schools.
These guys were?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And asked me to come and do some playing. And from there, we just kind of kept it going.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's a good chance to maybe play a little music. What do you think, Dave?
And speaking of Blues in the Schools, coming up Thursday night at Flat Branch out on the patio.
Well, that's this Thursday. That's right. Well, the annual Blues in the Schools.
Yeah, the Dave shall be there.
Yep, they've sort of changed it. They used to do it all on one night, and then I think this year they're
staggering
them at various. And so the first one's at Flat Branch, and then the next ones will be weekly thereafter at various breweries.
They won't be the only ones staggering when they do that.
Right.
And it is quaintly titled Brews in the Schools.
Brews in the
Schools. Or for the schools. Probably Brews in the Schools wouldn't work, but.
Anyway, and hopefully it's B-R-U-I-S-E. It's always not that bruise. Then we get a bully problem and all that again. I don't. You guys play a song for us.
All right, we're going to play one from Willie Lofton. This is Dark Road Blues and is on the record. Track 2 on side A, I believe. And I should also give a shout out to Eric Danielson, who wrote a really nice review in his classic delightful prose that was in yesterday's Tribune. It's probably available online as well, but he mentioned this cut in that review, and I thought it was really nicely written. So thanks, Eric.
It's one of the things I was going to bring up later, that review, because I was doing a little Google search last night and finding some stuff, and I really...
Uh-oh, we're on Google?
Yeah, well, you can find it. So anyway, great stuff, and one more time, the name of the song?
This is Dark Road Blues by Willie Lofton. And that's, not to talk too much, but that's part of what we do, and what I can consider is one of the things that we are good at is exposing folks to unsung heroes of American music, and Willie Lofton is certainly one.
All right, well, you're going to hear it right now. This is The Daves on KOPN Columbia Open Mic Radio.
Maybe I ain't going down that long dark road all by myself. I ain't going down that long dark road all by myself. I ain't caring you, baby. Care me somebody else. Baby, where were you when the Frisco left the yard? Can't you hear me, baby, talking to you? Where were you go? Frisco left the yard. I'm standing here. Police got me bothered.
Is that, you said that was on the record?
That yep. is track two on side A, and the record is, we hope, a listening project, if you will. It is vinyl only, and that means you can sit down, play side A, turn it over, play side B, and that's how we want you to do it. It is, the side A was more traditionally recorded at Will Reeves Central Cellar Studio.
It's shout out to Will.
Sort of classically produced by Will, who is an engineer who's, you know, just a magician in that department.
Right.
And each song was tracked and done with various instruments and as a sort of a traditional classic studio approach. And then side B is Andy and I just sort of performing. And it, to me, it sounds more like one of the later of R.L. Burnside's records. It's got that raucousness to it.
Yeah. I'm telling you what, side B is, I'm pretty upset about it because I'm not even on it. But I keep side B up on my record player.
Side B is mostly you and Andy, right?
It's only Andy and I. Yeah. Okay. We went in and had a couple of tube amps that we plugged these.
I mean, Dave Ream, by the way.
Right, indeed.
Pardon me.
We've just plugged in my guitars, which are acoustic guitars, and plugged them into these old tube amps and turned them up to 11 and battled it out with the drums and performed it live, and you can hear that.
All right, cool. I played a couple songs on the way in, just in the background, and probably on the way out I'll flip that thing over and we'll close the show with some of that side B
awesome.
Stuff. Okay, let me say something really quickly here. Some of the funds for this program are provided by listener support and a donation from Socket. As a local internet, phone, and telecommunications provider from Missouri homes and businesses, Socket is proud to support community Radio in Columbia and throughout Missouri. More information about Socket is available at socket.net or by calling 1-800-SOCKET3. Thanks for supporting the program and the station. All right, we have the Daves with me in the studio this morning. Appreciate the guys coming down on a 9 a.m. Date on a Friday morning. Hot as hell again. Man, you know, people talking about the weather on this radio, I'm not going to say much. It's just really hot again. So stay cool and keep your pets cool and all that stuff.
July, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a summer day.
Yeah,
summer day.
Just another summer day in Missouri. And so the new album, we have an album release party tonight.
Tonight at Logboat Brewing Company. Bart Bean's going to open at about 7:30.
Awesome.
We're going to play about 8:30. Bart Bean, as folks probably know, is one of our better songwriters and storytellers, and has some really, really great songs, and it'll be fun to share the stage with him.
That's awesome. Great choice, having Bart there with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Shout out to Bart. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, and if, in fact, you never know, he's probably listening. If you're around, Bart, drop in and say hi. We got another 45 minutes here. If any of you folks are you know, out and about and close to 915 East Broadway, it's open mic, open door. Just come on down and say hello. So anyway, I got to say again what a great time it was last night. For those who are not aware, there was a show at Rose in the Park last night, and Paul Weber and the Scrappers, actually, I guess this band called Lucero closed for Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
There we go.
yeah.
Man, you're going to get us in trouble.
But we had a great time and a great performance. And a lot of the people that I was talking to out in the park are very, very looking forward to some more music from you guys. And hopefully that's something that's coming
good
down
news.
The road here. So
great.
Okay. So, sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
No, that was it. I was applauding those folks who were talking about coming tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
And for being there, because some folks didn't quite make it.
All right, so tonight, though, at Logboat, things will get going 7:30.
Yeah.
And then you guys around 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And will you? We have any other guests with the band, or just
well,
three
there?
Of you guys?
I think it's a full contingent of the folks who have been at Dave, Andy Ream, John Randall, Paul Weber.
Oh, is Paul going to be there too?
I think so. I probably should put a caveat on
well,
that.
Yeah,
Paul is
maybe
a, you
maybe
know,
not. Right.
He had the show last night, and he also runs a farm that is a pretty hearty endeavor. So hopefully Paul will be there, but we'll have at least five. Justin Hickerson's been playing with us quite a bit of late, and I think Justin will be in the audience, and maybe we can drag him up and play a little with him as well. So as many Daves as we can count.
All right, cool. What about the rest of the summer? You got plans? You guys going to be sticking around town, or are you traveling a little bit? Or
you guys are going to, is it, the Scrappers are going to Colorado.
We're going to Colorado, yeah. I can't remember the date right now. It's too early. Next month, I think.
So that'll be, and the Hootenhollers are always out and about. So the Dave's sort of schedule kind of depends on who's in town when.
Right.
We'll play the Flat Branch gig, and then we'll play one down at the Station House at the end of August, and in between, folks will be
Lucky's tomorrow.
And we have our regular second Saturday of the month Lucky
Show. That's coming up. Is that tomorrow?
Well,
7 p.m.
It is. So two chances to see the Daves this weekend.
Right. I was there the last time you guys were there. It was a blast.
It's a fun, we've talked about that before. It's it's a really fun gig in the corner of a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's kind of a cool little hangout.
Oh, very much
so.
They
have a beer and get a slice of pizza and
absolutely. Cheap beer, cheap pizza, cheap
cheap music.
Indeed, cheap music. It's all cheap, baby.
Right. All right. Well, why don't you play another cheap one for us?
All right.
It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. You got anything?
Indeed, Friday the 13th. I think we're warming up with a Furry Lewis tune, if I remember right.
Maybe that's what
I'm saying.
Which is on side B. So let's play that one. This is Fallen Down Blues from Furry Lewis.
All right. The Daves on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM.
I got blues so bad, baby. Hurt my feet to walk. I got blues bad, baby. Hurt my feet to walk.
and so bad it hurt my tongue to talk. I feel like jumping, babe. Keyhole in your door, baby. I feel like jumping. Keyhole in your door. I can jump in easy, your good man won't never know. I should call it running, baby, but I call it falling down. Call it running, call it falling down. I never did see, I never turned around. Well, it's your mind, fucking baby. My black marriage of my fucking face. Saddle up my black marriage. Go find my girl in this big old world somewhere. She called it wrong, baby, but I call it falling down. Call it wrong, call it falling down. I never did see, I never turned. Brand new heart there. Up my buggy, baby, won't you? Saddle up my black marriage, up my buggy, baby. Saddle up my black. Go find that girl in this big old world somewhere. Been down so long, baby, seems like up to me. Been down so long, baby, seems like up to you. No matter where I go, baby, I can't shake this misery. I got blues so bad, baby. I hate my feet to walk. I got blues so bad, baby. It hurts my feet to walk. I hate them so bad, hurting my tongue. Thanks, Mike.
How about another one?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So we brought the open tuning into the studio today. Part of what we do. Which is, you could hear with the slide and stuff, is there's standard tuning in guitars and there's different other kinds of tunings. And standard is what people normally think about.
Right.
Shape your G chord and your E chord and what have you.
Right, but that's about the only way I've ever played.
Yeah, well, and for most people that's true. So if they try to pick up a slide, sometimes it won't, you know, it doesn't come out right, and it's not because they're not playing it right, but because the tuning isn't right. And you can tune a guitar most any old way, really. And this one is tuned, we play generally these wooden guitars, so if you tune them up, the tension gets a little tight on the neck and the body, and if you tune them down, it's easier on the guitar, and we take standard down to D tuning, and we also play some G, but most of our open tuning stuff is in D, and that's what we brought in today.
All right.
This, let's see, what about, how about Louise? So this is a Fred McDowell song, and it is a classic funky tale of a cheating woman.
All right, perfect for a Friday morning.
Indeed.
All right, Dave's KOPN.
Oh, Louise, baby, don't you do me wrong. Oh, Louise, darling, don't you do me wrong. Oh, Louise, baby, don't do me wrong. You know I ain't had no good loving girl since Louise been gone. Oh, that ain't right. Say we lucky, good looks don't rule the world. My hair ain't curly, girl. You know my teeth don't shine like pearls, Louise. Hey, we lucky, good looks don't rule the world. Oh,
Why my hair ain't so curly, baby. My teeth don't shine like pearl. Yeah, Louise, somebody been fishing in my pond, catching all my game fish, baby, drying up their bone. Yeah, Louise, somebody been fishing in my pond. Catching all my game fish, baby, drying up their bone. Catching my game fish, baby, drying up all that bone. Yeah, Louise, somebody been fishing in my pond. Catching all my game fish, baby, drying up their bone. Darling, don't do me wrong. But catch me, baby, since Louise been gone.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. That's the Daves. You listen to it live on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And my name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and I'm thrilled to have the guys in the studio with me this morning. What a blast. And
thanks for doing the show, too. We've talked about this before, but I think it's worthy of talking about on air, the concept of having folks come in and play music live and talk about the experiences of musicians is a great thing for the community. Very so much. Thanks for doing it.
Hey, well, I'm glad to do it. It's always been, even though I'm sort of a, you know, just a very amateur closet musician, I've always had a great appreciation for those who are really good at it. And I just have always liked good music, and I'm fortunate enough to have gotten to know some of the gang around here, and I figure I like it, and I'm going to share it with others who hopefully will like it. And if they don't like it, then they can share it with someone that they don't like.
That's right.
Perfect.
I stole that from Weber. He said that last night on stage. He said if you like the music, go and buy one of our CDs, and if you don't like it, go buy one and give it to someone you don't like.
Which is good advice. Indeed, that works for both of us.
Yeah, so increased polarization.
I figured I was going to hold on to that one. So.
Well, and I can't let it slip that you just sort of humbly said your musical talents aren't that great. I disagree, and some of the songs that you have written are some of my favorite songs. The Marilyn Monroe tune and others are right up there for me.
Well, Kevin, writes most of the stuff that he and I play when we go out and do it, but he's great and a lot of fun to play with. So.
But that Marilyn tune's yours, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you, though.
Once again, humility.
Out of the closet.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys take maybe a 5-minute break or so. I'm going to talk about some of the things that are coming up tonight and this week. You're welcome to stay in the air. In fact, I wanted to mention that, let's see, tonight we have Al Jolly. Anybody know anything about Al Jolly?
No.
Yeah. You do? What's Al Jolly? He's playing Happy Hour tonight at Rose on the Park.
The Jolly Brothers were like...
He's an old time, been around Columbia with his brother forever.
Okay.
Yeah, those guys, they were quite... I mean, they traveled pretty extensively.
Is that right?
In the day, and he's played once a week at the old Stein Club here. And mm-hmm. Incredible musicians around them. I had the honor to play with them, and I still do play. I'll be playing with Al on Friday.
Fantastic.
A week from today.
What's the style of music?
You know, he'll be all their original. He'll be playing originals at Cooper's, but when he plays other places, he plays a bunch of different things. He's got 4-octave range and pretty interesting music.
All right. Well, cool. That's tonight at, this afternoon, actually, about 5 o'clock down at Rose. Then later tonight, you've got the Hillbilly Heat Wave featuring the Squashers. And I didn't pronounce Squashers wrong. That's how it's written.
Squashers.
Okay? Squashers, yeah. Squashers. And Julian Davis and the Roadkill Orchestra, I guess, opening up the show tonight. That's your old gang.
Yeah.
Dave?
I didn't know that, but that Julian Davis, if you haven't heard him play, he's a young man that plays really killer bluegrass. I mean,
really.
He's really good.
And you should see him next time he comes through town.
Yeah. True.
That's right, yeah. We got a show at Logboat. We've got a little bit of a commitment for tonight.
Drive by Julian on your way to Logboat there. Right.
That's funny. Okay, so that's going on tonight. We know also tonight at Logboat we have the Daves and the album release party for the record that is called Now and Then. And I'm looking forward to that. I'll be there myself. And I'm thinking my whole family will be there.
Oh, hooray. That's part of why we wanted to do it outside, because it's easier for kids and families to kind of hang out in the shipyard, as they call it.
Yeah,
That's why we pushed the start time a little back.
Yeah, that's awesome. So we're looking forward to that.
And it's dog friendly, too.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew Rose was. Or I'm not sure if they always are, or if it's only on that Saturday afternoon thing that they do out there.
Oh, the Yappy Hour at Rose. I don't know that either, but it's certainly promoted that way.
Right. Anyway, that's going on tomorrow afternoon, by the way, Yappy Hour, and I think the Ina Cook Band is playing tomorrow afternoon. So that'll be a fun afternoon if you can handle the heat. I think it's still supposed to be pretty hot tomorrow, but maybe some little bit of rain. Who knows? Okay. Also, I want to mention that tonight at the Blue Note is a metal show. If you're into metal. There's a band called Legend, and they're playing with a number of other bands, but I'm familiar with the guys from Legend. And if you like that style of music, I mean, you know, you're going to like that show at the Blue Note tonight.
What a testament to Columbia's vibrancy on a mid-July evening. You got so many options to choose from.
Yeah, most of that's locally produced music, too. So we got that. And then the last thing I want to mention, Byron Fest on Sunday, 2-Bit Steve and John Galbraith and whoever else plays with those guys. Or Dernley. And who's on the drums? Is it Joe? Does Joe play?
With 2-Bit Steve, Yeah.
Joe the drummer.
Sure.
Joe Aguirre.
Okay. So that's happening on Sunday. And then the last thing I'd like to mention is the Compass Music Camp is happening. It starts, I guess, on the 16th. I think it's Monday. But anyway, don't quote me on that, but the Compass Music Camp is real cool. It is for kids between the years of 8 and 18 years of age. It's a 6-day program. It's focused on, they teach them a little bit about music. They get to write their own songs. They learn a little bit about recording, about how to do sound. They have an art workshop. They do a whole bunch of stuff, and they also put together these makeshift bands. So over the course of the week, they'll separate the kids into groups of 4 or 5, depending on how many sign up for it. They've been doing this now for a few years. Phil Sean Johnson is my connection to this, and she's essentially runs the thing, and is very heavily involved, and she's fantastic. And anyway, they put these bands together, and they get to pick their own name, and they write a song or two, and then at the end of the week, they all perform.
That's awesome. Have your kids participated?
They have not. Uh-huh. I've encouraged it, but I think for Alex, probably not, but Lucas might be something that he might do down the road here. We'll have to see. But it's great, though, if you have children that are into music, or if you want to get them into music, it's certainly a great opportunity. So Google the Compass, and that's Compass, Compass Music Camp, and you'll be able to find information about that. Okay?
That's great. What Phil Sean
brings her talents to a lot of those really creative and community-oriented endeavors.
Yep, she's something else, and she's involved in a whole lot of things. So I'm hoping to get her and Violet back here on the program at some point. So we'll do that. Let me do one more piece of business here, and then we'll have you guys play a little bit more music.
Sounds
okay?
Great.
All right. Once again, KOPN thanks our listener sponsors and Living Canvas Tattoo and Body Piercing for support of our station. Living Canvas is both male and female tattoo artists and piercers and an RN on staff. They're open late 7 days a week at 520 East Broadway in downtown Columbia. More information available on the web at www.tattoocolumbia.com or on Facebook. Okay, Living Canvas, tattoocolumbia.com. And I have a $100 gift certificate that I got from my wife for Living Canvas for her birthday, and she's supposed to be going down there to get her tattoo pretty soon.
Wow.
Hopefully she'll do it this weekend, even maybe.
Awesome. It's going to be a Dave's tattoo.
A Dave's tattoo?
Well, now you're under pressure, Ashley.
No, you're going to catch it when you get away with that.
Now, if you hear the nice background, every Friday morning at about 9:20, the trash guys come, and they empty the trash out and back there.
They're pretty noisy.
It always makes a bit of racket, and sometimes we have the window open, and then you should hear it. So.
And there are a number of dumpsters in the alley. I mean, it's good for them because they can stop just at that one spot.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. All right,
don't open the door, they'll haul us out of here.
All right, so that's what's going on, and what's going on right now is the Dave's in the studio with me, and hopefully I can talk him into playing a few more songs for us here, at least
Absolutely.
A couple more.
Thank you again for letting us play.
You're welcome, and once again, the Dave's at Logboat tonight with Bart Bean, Bartholomew Bean, opening the show at about 7:30. Will be a nice night to be out and have a beer or a glass of water or whatever it is you do, and enjoy some really good music. Bart's great as well, like Dave was saying before.
A treasure.
Oh, man. So that'll be a fantastic show tonight with probably a bunch of guests showing up to sit in with these guys, and that's always a lot of fun. So.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get back to some music here. What do you got for us?
I think maybe we'll play, this is a pretty weird tune. I always thought Louise was kind of a weird song, and it usually ends up, we play it kind of weirdly. And that's sort of the same for this Skip James song, which is Devil Got My Woman. And it's got one of the better sort of closing lines in it, I think. And Skip was one of those cats that was rediscovered, and then we lost him real closely after he was rediscovered.
Where from?
Skip is from Bentonia, Mississippi.
Okay.
And his style was very unique among musicians of any kind, and a virtuoso, a prodigy, if you will, on guitar and piano. And his... singing style in particular was really haunting, and he had a really sort of almost creepy falsetto that was part of his deal. And he came out of, I think it was 64 that he sort of was reintroduced at the Newport Folk Festival, and then he was already kind of sick, and we lost him shortly thereafter. So he had, like many of these guys, he had this period of pre-Depression recording time, and then the Depression hit, and they didn't get to sell any records, so they went on to do other things.
Right.
And then when the folk revival came around, you know, John Hurt, Fred McDowell, Skip James, the list goes on. We were fortunate to have him for a little while, but we didn't have him very long.
Amazing.
So this is Devil Got Your Woman, Skip James, and the Dave's Weirdness.
All right, you listen to it here. This is Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, and the Dave's.
Be the devil, baby. Be that woman's man. Yes, I'd rather be the devil, baby. Be that woman's man. There ain't nothing but the devil. Change that woman's mind.
laid my head down, tried to take a rest. Well, I laid my head down, tried to take a rest. Ah, but my mind kept wandering like a wild beast in the wind. Yeah, take it, Tom. From my best friend. Yeah, that woman I love, baby, stole her from my best friend. Ah, but that joker got lucky, stole her right back again. Be the devil, babe. Be that woman's man. So I'd rather be the devil, babe. Be that woman, man. There ain't nothing but the devil gonna change that woman's mind.
Right. Thanks, Mike. And one of the things about playing with me musically is that I got to get guys that are better than me because
that's going to be a tough chore.
Because the way I play them changes at random. And so thank you, Dave and Tony, for hanging with me.
Well, I know enough that around town, these two guys can play pretty much with anybody.
Oh, good Lord.
And everyone is usually thrilled when they get to play with them. So Durnley's got all kinds of projects. Tony, you never know where you'll see him. I mean, Dave.
Well, let's list them. Tone, so you're with the Crawdaddies.
Right. Fried Crawdaddies, right?
Sometimes with Al Jolly.
Uh-huh.
Come on, give
occasionally
me
with Pat Kay when he does a Irish, when they do
he's a Tim ten whistle prodigy
and that kind of thing, and recently on the harmonica now too.
That's true. We should comment on that. That is a harmonica brand new today, I believe.
Yeah,
is that right?
Is.
Sweet.
I'll be darned.
All right, well, Dave. So we got Dave Durnley's solo stuff, and we got the Scrappers, and we got the Daves.
And we
should also mention Tony's own songwriting skills, and some of those are coming to recording fruition, if I am correct.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're here and there. I've got some things in the works with some other people doing them. The Crawdaddies do a few of mine, and then, of course, really proud of the Love Matters CD that we did years ago with Deb Hardren. That was a very unique. What's that?
Was that a benefit record?
What record?
Was it a benefit for
mostly
someone?
I would call it a celebration, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We did some live benefits also and played it live as a benefit to help her with medical bills and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It really warmed my heart to to hear when she had left quite a chunk of money to KOPN.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was really special. And my friend Alan Loshbaugh, who I play with in the Crawdaddies,
mm-hmm. Who are great,
bought
by the way.
One of her guitars, bass guitar, old
Fender Mustang.
Fender Mustang, and is having it almost complete, having it completely restored to its original color and hardware and everything. Yeah,
sweet. Wow.
And you produced that, if I am not mistaken.
I did.
Humility once again raises
its head. A lot of people.
Well, where do you have a studio or something? Or
did that out at Pete Studios, Pete Skolka Studio.
Oh yeah.
And I first met in 77 working on plays for Jerome Wheeler, mm-hmm. and then we both went on the road with the Booty Ensemble and Street Band, so spent about six, seven years on the road together and have been close friends ever since. So I work a lot of different places, but I do a lot of work out there. So.
Well, Pete's been recording in town for years and years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, also, I want to mention somebody's trying to call in, and I see the light flash, and I'm sorry, I can't get you on the air from that phone, and I probably won't be taking any phone calls this morning. So I appreciate you calling, though, to tell the guys how great they sound.
And come to Logbook.
Right.
And caller.
Don't forget there's a show tonight at
7:30.
Logbook. Is it a free show tonight?
It is a free show. And this is the first really public availability of our 180 gram vinyl release called Now and Then. The now is side A, the then is side B, and it's a really nice project, very sturdy record, and it's something we're pretty proud of, and we hope you'll like it, and you can buy one tonight.
Yeah, you ought to be proud of it. It's really good, and I've listened to it all the way through. And
thank you.
Yeah. And we'll
also
go ahead. Sorry.
Other things I'm doing. So I'm going to be playing with the Broadway Blues at Roots and Blues this year.
Oh, something I don't think different. I even knew
they,
that. Right on, Tony.
They invited me to come and do some tunes with them.
What's the makeup of that group?
Yeah, it's a group from Broadway Christian Church and friends. They've been playing, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now,
I guess. Several years.
On Sunday morning. It's either 11 or 12 o'clock Sunday morning at Roots and Blues, and my first chance to play with them. And
all right.
So it's, you know, I'm always excited about.
Is it a big group? It sounds like a big group.
It'll be a big group because there'll be a lot of singers. There'll be five or six, seven singers, which will kind of be the highlight of the group.
Awesome. Cool. When's that?
Sunday morning of Roots and Blues.
So that's coming up.
So it's late September.
Yeah, September. All right. Roots and Blues.
All right.
Barbecue Festival.
All right. Well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it between now and then.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Tone. Congrats on that
very
one.
Very good.
You always find a way to sneak on that stage at Roots and Blues. One way or another,
I
can see,
man.
Tony up there.
I'm surprised you're not playing, actually. Are you involved in any way, shape, or form?
No, we've never really submitted for that. I do enjoy being a patron
and going from stage
to stage. It's really they do it really well. A two-stage festival with you know, food vendors in between in that beautiful park setting. It seems like it's almost designed for that kind of setup because the stages face away from each other. They're far enough distance that you don't really have any overlap. And the only struggle is figuring out where you want to be at what time, because a lot of times you're missing one thing to go see something else, which is a good problem.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been since they moved it from downtown over to the park.
It's pleasant. So. I think that was a good call on their part.
All right. Well, we're going to go down there and check it out this year for
good.
Sure. So. All right. We've got, I don't know, we got a few more minutes. We got time for one more song. How about
Hooray.
That? All right.
All right. So we're going to play, I think, this is a tune I know is one that was recorded by Tommy Johnson. It's called Never Drive a Stranger from Your Door. And we also throw in a little Poor Boy in the middle of that, too. Thanks again, Mike, for having us and for doing this show.
You're welcome, man.
Come to Logboat tonight.
All right. Once again, this is The Daves. You've been listening to it here live in the studio, KOPN.org on the web, and 89.5 on your FM dial. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio, and this is The Daves.
you ever drive a stranger from your door? Won't you ever drive a stranger from your old door? When that stranger comes to you, baby, got nowhere else to go. Won't you lay him down, pile it on your floor? I'll have breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Having breakfast here, my dinner in Tennessee. Breakfast here, baby, no, my dinner's in Tennessee. Girl, just sit right there and wait right there for me.
Thanks again, Mike, for having us.
Dave Durnley, Dave Angle, Dave Lotvin, all of you guys, thank you so much for coming down and spending some time with me. That was a pleasure.
Cheers.
I will have this in MP3 form for you very shortly, and
awesome.
we can share this if we want. You know, I'm thinking eventually I'm going to try to grab some of this recorded material over the time here and put together a little album, maybe.
An open mic release.
Yeah, man.
That sounds great.
And we could use it as a benefit for KOPN or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. You know?
I could envision multiple volumes of that.
I think so. Yeah. We've already got quite a bit of music, actually. So, and we've only been doing it for a few months. And there's plenty to come. So, anyway, all right, great. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Mike.
We have the always lovely Diana Moxon about to come on the air here to do Speaking of the Arts. She'll be doing her program in about 3 or 4 minutes here. I'm going to put on a little bit of music to kind of take us out, but I would like to mention that next week on the program, my guest will be Dennis Freshner, and he will be probably with a friend or two. I'm not sure who will be with him. However, he is a gifted piano player and does some projects around town, and we're going to be talking about the free piano that is out there down across from the Heidelberg out on down on 9th Street. So Dennis Freshner and guests next week. We'll also have some in-studio music, I think. I'm looking to get Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys, the Bernie Sisters. I'm in touch with them. We'll have them in a few weeks, hopefully. Todd DeWaite. I ran into Todd last night at the Scrapper Show. That was really cool. And I'm looking forward to having Todd on the show. He'll be here until, I don't know, I guess until sometime in mid-August, I think. So Todd DeWaite of the infamous Pigpen gang, we'll have him on the radio here shortly. And the K Brothers, I'm looking for the Flood Brothers, any of the other brothers, I don't know. We'll just see what happens. But we got plenty of stuff coming up for you in the next few weeks. And I hope you enjoyed the program today. Once again, this has been Open Mic Radio. My thanks to the Daves for coming in today. Look forward to that show tonight at Logboat. Once again, the Daves with Bartholomew Bean opening for them at about 7:30. Things start off at Logboat tonight. And lots of other things to do in town if you're not into that. Hope you have a great weekend. Try to stay cool and enjoy yourselves, okay? This has been Mike. You've listened to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with Speaking of the Arts.